What's up, fellas? Happy Greek Easter.
Yeah. Happy Greek Easter, dude.
Thank you. The true Easter.
Greek Jesus came out of the cave.
That's right, dude. He came out fucking wearing a wife beater with a hole in it. He came out. Hello, where is the pussy? I am here to get the pussy. Greek Jesus was sexually harassing his 16-year-old hostess at his diner in heaven for 3 days, and then he came out, and that's the story of Greek Easter.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Damn.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Greek Bible.
Yeah.
Isn't the original, the oldest one is Greek, isn't it?
Yeah, I think just because we that's when we had the fucking language on lock, bro. That's when everything was in Greek. Greek was what English is now back in the day. Because Alexander was out there sucking and fucking up until India.
Doing some sus shit, if you ask me.
He was doing sus shit.
He was being sus all over the world.
He was on a
sus tour of Asia Minor.
Alexander the Great conquered all of Asia because he wanted to see different kinds of penises. That's the whole reason he was doing it, dude.
Different hues.
Different hues, different sizes, tastes.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you a Bengali penis tastes different than a... You know, Kazakh.
Yeah.
He got all the way to fucking India, right?
I think so, yeah.
And then he wept.
He conquered like the whole Middle East. Yeah, and then he wept because he was out of dick.
Never lost a single battle. How crazy
For Alexander wept because there was no more cock to suck.
How crazy is that to never lose anything ever?
That's right, bro.
Never lost.
That's a good-ass streak. Are you serious? Not a single battle?
I don't think he ever lost a single battle.
Big-time respect, bro. I mean,
he's like the greatest general of all time.
That fucking rocks. And he was probably just free-balling it for some... Like, how much research can you do when you're just going... You just keep going fucking... What is that, east or west?
East.
In both directions, yeah. But mostly east. Because his shit went all the way out to India, didn't it? Like, way out in the middle.
I believe so.
And then it gave way to, the Mughal Empire comes after?
I don't know. His shit got split into four different ones.
Yeah.
And that's where the Byzantine Empire that the no good fucking Turks captured later. Constantinople, they took it and made it fucking Istanbul. Mm-hmm. But that was our shit. I'm feeling patriotic today, dude.
Yeah.
Because of
Genghis
Easter.
Khan's the coolest of them.
Yeah.
Cause it's like their like way of life was just a bunch of like just idiots in huts,
just fucking shit up.
They had like a council, but then other than that, it's like you know they were just fucking just retarded Chinese people that would ride horses around.
They were just chopping people up and taking pussy.
Just took over the entire world because they would like. Take over a place and be like, all right, now you got your own army and you got your own boys and then you're part of the boys. It's kind of like a dude's rock. That's kind of really
It's a very dude's rock situation.
They were like,
listen, here's the trade-off. We're fucking every woman you've ever loved or come into contact with. Mm-hmm. But once we're gone, you get them back and you get to find your own new pussy from other bitches.
Yeah.
And bitch in this regard, meaning lesser Chinese men.
Mm-hmm.
And... It's kind of like a pussy pyramid scheme if you think about it, Genghis Khan. Because he's just going around, and if you get guys under you, you get their pussy. It's exactly like a pussy pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, didn't they say most of his DNA, like 1/4 of Chinese people are like his grandson or great-great-great-grandson or some shit?
Really?
Probably.
Yeah. Whereas Alexander was a gentleman and was out there looking at literature and sucking off men and fucking women. But maybe, honestly, Alexander probably got pegged.
What do you mean? Like with some like early Greek
ivory.
Strap-ons?
With ivory. Yeah.
Does not sound too pleasant.
Dude, yeah, huh? You polish it up. You take an elephant's tusk that's failed you. An elephant that died in battle like a warrior. You reward him with the afterlife of getting to get to fuck the emperor's ass.
It's crazy.
That's the highest honor an elephant could have.
To think how like little is different in between now and then, in the grand scheme of things. I mean, we got like cars,
antibiotics.
I mean, we went to the moon at one point, but that'll probably never happen again.
Yeah, probably not.
They had some medicine. You know?
It will in like 3,000 years.
Yeah. What will
the moon? Well, you know, 1,000 maybe. We're probably gonna get. What you guys think? We're gonna get another dark age coming, dude? Where we forget everything for a while.
Because of the corona?
Probably no, just not. Just in general.
I think probably no.
What about if a nuke goes off?
Why would a nuke go off?
Because we fight China.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to racism. We're telling them that they racistly started the virus.
Yeah, shouts out to Biden. I'm political mastermind. But what was your thing, Nick? You're saying it's not that much different. Everyone's just trying to get pussy.
And, yeah, we're not killing as much. The outfits are maybe a little bit different. Like maybe more people fucking around with sandals than there are now.
Back then, you mean?
Yeah, for the most part, it's like chilling with your boys, getting pissed off at other people. Maybe resolving it because you're like, you find you got like some types of music you both like.
Yeah.
You know, like traveling, and then you get to India and you're like, I've done enough traveling. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's like,
yeah,
you know, just the same. It's the same shit.
But people kill, like, you don't get to kill now. Like, that's the thing. You burned brighter back then, but shit was like, you didn't have to think about feelings because if you got pissed off, you just took the fucking knife out or the fucking sword out and you worked through it, dude. Where? Now we get to live longer.
Like around town? That wasn't happening in like...
Yeah, if you got to be a warrior in the army.
Yeah, but if you were a Roman citizen, you weren't like... You couldn't just stab some guy to death and not...
You probably could a lot easier. Yeah. And you could probably murder...
Caesar.
Yeah, dude. So fucking...
Yeah, but that's Brutus. Like a major historic event. That wasn't like every day.
I can think of one example.
You know what's wild? In China, if somebody owes you money, you're allowed to just kidnap them.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah. Like that's the police, tight. The police will be like, "What's going on here?" And you're like, "This motherfucker owes me $20." And they're like, "All right, well, you got to let him go, but you got to pay him that $20. This is
but I
happen.
Hope you learned your lesson.
Yeah,
spot. I hope you learned your lesson asking somebody to spot you for some lo mein, which is the only meal available in this country.
That's crazy. At the McDonald's, they were putting up signs that are like, black people aren't allowed in the restaurant. Did you see that?
No. What? The Chinese?
Well, in China, they blame black people for the coronavirus.
What? So,
yeah.
Wow. Wait till racists here get a hold of that. They're like, wow. That way, it gets both black people and Chinese people's fault. Trump gets a hold of that, dude, that's...
Anybody that's like, it's racist to say it's China's fault, it's just like, just stop. Just that's... It doesn't work anymore. This is like, this doesn't work. So
I don't get that at all.
What do you
fucking stop saying that? I mean, say whatever you want. I don't give a shit, but you're an idiot and stop.
Wait, what do you mean stop? Like stop trying to be woke about the virus?
But yeah, like thinking that is even remotely a fucking
issue. I completely agree.
That's like anything anyone should be talking about is how it's racist. And also people don't even like, I guess conservatives were saying at first that it escaped from a lab, so now it has to be racist to say that it
did it.
It's like, which sounds less racist to me than like, oh, it came from one of their bat eating festivals.
It came from a wet market.
That sounds way more racist.
How dare you?
Yeah,
it did not
like,
come
oh,
from
Israel,
a science lab.
Israel created the weapon or created this as a bioweapon. You'd be like, that's anti-Semitic. And like, okay, we'll go with the other story then, that it came from Christian children's blood that they were sucking out of their penises. Is that a less racist?
They only do that to Jews.
Yeah.
No, they do it to Gentiles.
The blood out of other Jews.
Well, they did it with Christian children, and that's where the virus came from. And that's why they had to stop doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. I just don't understand. Can't, like, it's ridiculous that you can't criticize another country without being called racist.
Is that a portrait of Assad behind you?
No, it's my grandfather.
Uh-oh. Oh, hell yeah! Looking over your shoulder.
Yeah, and that's his brother who
they used to hook up.
No, he was killed. Yeah. He was shot down. He was in the Royal Air Force. And he was shot down over Crete.
Oh, yeah.
By the Nazis, yeah.
Right.
I don't think he was a pilot. I think he was just in the plane.
He was in the plane.
I think he was
in
the navigator.
Plane giving the pilot a massage.
No, he wasn't flying it, but he was in the plane. Whatever. He died.
You need a sandwich?
Died in war.
Are you hungry?
He's the hero, Stavros.
It was like a make-a-wish sort of thing.
It wasn't a make-a-wish. Yeah. It was in the Royal Air Force.
He's like, I want to go on an airplane. And they're like, okay, Adam Sr.
Actually, it's my father's namesake.
Yeah. Okay, Adam Senior, we're going on the airplane ride.
Yay! I want to go to Greece and to an airplane.
Yeah.
He was shot down. He's buried now in a Greek isle.
We should go visit his grave.
We should go to Crete to visit his grave.
And we should. Crete is nice, beautiful.
I hear it's mad nice.
Yeah, I've never been, but I want to go.
You should Crete my ass.
What the hell?
Come on, bro.
Yeah. What sense?
Should Kerr eat my ass?
Oh, I see. Crete. Oh, damn, dude.
Please do not take away the one example of valor in my entire
that
family.
That sucks that your great uncle was shot down over Greece. While fluffing the pilot that was fighting Nazis.
He was not fluffing.
Dude.
He was navigating. He's the navigator.
Yeah,
dude. I could have lied.
It gets stressful up there, man. You got to blow off some steam. What better way? We need the man with the smallest, most girly hands we can find in the entire Air Force.
Come on, bro. This is the one example of heroism in my entire family.
It's like a fucking montage of fucking Jewish guys putting their hands up. This man's, oh my God, these are the gayest, most womanish hands I've ever seen in my life. His nails are already painted.
He's just had to read maps. You don't need big hands for that.
Well, sir, I've got some pretty girly hands.
You're chosen, son.
The story is actually really sad. This might be like a tall tale, but he was done flying a shift, and another navigator was like, yo, I'm about to fuck this girl. Can you fly my shift for me?
Wow.
And then I'll take your next one. And then he went down. He went down trying to wing it.
Big respect.
That's big respect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literal, that other guy's like, literal wingman.
Yeah. He was literally wingmaning. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? I'm sorry. I take it back what I just said about him.
Yeah. He's a ledge, dude. He's a ledge.
He didn't have girly hands. He had big hands when he jerked that guy off.
He wasn't drinking anymore. He was trying to help his boy get
the real
laid.
Story was that he was assigned a hot air balloon. And, you know, this is
Royal Air Force's hot air balloon.
It's back in olden times. You know how they say, you know, you're not supposed to drop a penny off a building or whatever because it could kill someone.
That's actually
how warfare worked. They would fly hot air balloons over cities and they would drop pennies,
right,
and kill people. And he got over the city and he looked at the penny in his hand and he couldn't bring himself. He couldn't bring himself to drop the penny, to let go of it.
Right.
And he hesitated and they shot him down. You know, he would rather, he would clutch the penny of death.
Oh, that's crazy, because what I heard is somebody forced the penny out of his hands and then he jumped after it trying to catch it.
What a moron. Yes. Yeah. I think that it was that.
No!
Crying.
He catches it and he dies happy.
At least he does.
It's like the end of Crank.
The coroner's like,
the other one. That
this is the largest smile I've ever seen on a corpse in my life.
Mm. That one was in occupied Italy after the war. And then after he died, I was going through his office, and I guess like the flirt back in those days was a girl would give you a snapshot, like a small picture of herself, like a selfie, and then write a note on the back. And I just saw all these Italian women, like this man was like 5'5", and they were like, Barney, when you took me from behind underneath the bridge, it was the best I have ever had. Like,
no.
Basically, they wanted to get out of Italy, I guess.
Those were all guys.
And it was all in broken English.
There were chicks.
It was guys named
chicks.
No.
There were chicks. This one also claimed that he lost his V at 12.
Oh right. We've been over this. He's the guy
whose dad
forced the boarder to get raped by his child.
No, there was a horny older one.
Kind of a little boozy move.
Did you see that interview? Someone said it to me. There's an interview with Boozy where they're like, if you could do it all over again, like, what would you change? He's like, probably have less different baby mamas, probably the same amount of kids,
yeah,
but less different baby mamas.
Respect. And yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Boozy badass. Have you seen that clip of him where he's like, put your pussy on live, I'll give you $1,000.
I saw that. He got a woman on live, like, to twerk, and then he saw her kid. He's like, oh! And he, like, He clicks out of it immediately.
He would just his move is just to offer women money on Instagram Live to show their pussies, and honestly, I respect that so much.
Yeah,
that and the murders he's probably committed.
That's better than what any comedian we know is doing on Instagram Live.
Do you remember when C. Murder got arrested for murder?
Yeah, yeah. Master P's brother. Right there in the name.
Yeah. I love it, dude. There's another one where Gilly the Kid. You guys know him, like that. He's like the guy who's feuding with. He's the Philly rapper that's feuding with like Lil Wayne and Birdman, and he just had a song. He was like, it was just like, "Fuck cops, I'm selling weed," and it's just like he. And the next day, he's like shooting that video, and like the next day, he gets arrested. And he's like, "Your Honor, I'm innocent." It's just like. Just released a song that's very explicitly walking you through a crime, and then he's just like, "I've never sold. I'm an innocent man."
There's this guy,
but it's like you don't know what the truth is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. It's WWE. It's wrestling. Yeah,
it's art, man.
Just according to Cameron,
there's this guy, TJX something. He's from Detroit, and all of his songs are about credit card scams that he runs. And he calls it swiping. Yeah,
that
one. There's one where he goes to Best Buy, he gets like free Xboxes and TVs. It's pretty funny.
Remember that Dead Prez song, "Pimp the System"?
Yes, yeah.
Love it.
That's classic. A great one. Yeah, just it's like a YouTube video for a scam. Right. Before
it's a WikiHow for how to fucking steal from your shitty job.
Yeah, there's been some
TJX6 is the guy's name.
There's some other really good ones. The Race, Take A, didn't. That's about just committing a murder. And then
that's his only song,
which is a great song, and he just got arrested because of it.
And he killed someone.
And then there's Murder on My Mind, which is about a guy. I don't remember who, but he's just like, it's just about killing your friend. that guy literally also got arrested recently because of that, because of the evidence in that song, which is awesome.
Did you watch Tiger King yet?
I did.
Yeah,
it's pretty, you know, the first three episodes are fun, and then it's like, damn, these people are fucking monsters. But
it's just they're all awesome. On drugs, right? Saying crazy things.
It's about a guy that has like, tigers.
Oh, the cameras there.
There's a guy, it's about basically if Ian had grown up in Florida, one of the characters is Ian. This guy, Joe Exotic, who's like a gay guy who tricks straight guys into, he tricks straight guys into marrying them. And they all collect tigers. And then there's some other bitch. And there's some other bitch that like killed her husband and fed him to the tigers, but got away with it. And then there's another. And then there's some like autistic guy with a ponytail who seems like a Will Ferrell character who essentially sex traffics the women that work for him. All of these people collect giant tigers. Mm-hmm. And then there's another guy who also sex traffic. They all fuck multiple people. It's wild.
Yeah.
But, you know. It's pretty, the first three episodes are pretty interesting. And then it like, you know, some of them start going to jail and like, it's not as fun.
Those kind of docuseries get really repetitive too after a while.
It's just depressing. It's just not, it's so many shocking. You're like, none of these people are real. It's purely just freak watching.
Yeah.
I mean, dude. Oh, yeah. There's one scene.
True crime like hit its apex or whatever. And then, I guess, is there any crime involved in the Tiger King
thing? Yeah, there's crime. There's one lady who probably killed her husband, and they go into that, and then
after making a murderer, they kind of all just like,
Well, that's exactly right, dude. Once they get into the crime element, it's fucking boring as shit. But the beginning where it's like, hey, check this fucking gay guy that's tricking straight methods into sucking him off, and he's got a gun. It's pretty funny. He also sings, one of the funniest scenes is, like what? There's like a funeral, and he starts singing. He's at this kid's funeral, and his parents and family is there, and he's like in a tuxedo singing about how much he loved him at the funeral. He just makes it about him. It's so fucking funny. He's a fucking animal, but
that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's, you know, I would say watch the first couple episodes if you're bored.
Looks like Adam is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. No issue there. We could just kind of keep rolling.
Yeah. Okay. Now we can do the show for real. Let's start the show. Okay. The real one.
The real. All right. I'll click record now.
Damn. So have you put a shirt on at all the entire time or no?
I have to put a shirt on. Sometimes I crank when it's cold. I open the window and put a hoodie on to feel like I'm outside, or it's winter to feel something.
It really isn't warming up. This is fucking insane. It's almost May and the shit is still. Dick,
dude. All right. Yeah. Hi, guys.
Adam, what happened?
Yeah.
Were you gone? So my internet cut out for a second. I'm
no Ethernet, really? Bitch?
Yeah. You're using
I'm on Ethernet, but then I turned off Wi-Fi and then the.
Shut up.
There he goes again.
Dumbass.
Dude, it's crazy.
Adam, like I told you I'm downloading child pornography at 3 p.m.
And fucking Patton Oswalt was making fun of the people protesting to open the economy back up on Twitter or whatever. And, you know, he's like all these people, like Anne Frank stayed in a house for blah, 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 blah. And then you got 2 weeks of Netflix and video games and these people were like open Fuddruckers or something.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go into
absolutely
everything that's wrong with that fucking tweet, but it hit me. And made me miss Fuddruckers on such a deep level that I can't shake that I just fucking I
could
miss.
Could you imagine that buttery ass bun right now? Just dude. With the fucking now I miss Fuddruckers.
The 1 pound, the ostrich burger, which is also good. That was a nice like change
of pace. When you're like, when I want to eat healthy, I'm gonna have ostrich with a pile of fries and.
But I'm telling you, dude,
mayonnaise.
One of my favorite memories. Well, not. It was actually pretty depressing. But my recently divorced father, with no place to live, and me going to Fuddruckers, getting the 1 pound burger, and then playing Crazy Taxi.
Yeah,
and that's fucking. That's the day.
You're right, dude. I'm trying to think what my... You're right. If you think about your favorite memories with your loser father, they're always so depressing.
Oh, terrible.
But, like, I'm trying to even think of a pleasant one with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm honestly drawing a blank. Oh, there was a... Oh, you know what? Here's a good one. He let me into his... I was like 7 or 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me out of school with nobody's permission, not my mother's, no reason. And we went to a fucking smoky ass Greek coffee house to watch Greek soccer. Mm-hmm. Just took me out of school to watch a game. And then I got to roll with him at work, which was just, he stayed there for 5 hours. And then we went to a Greek restaurant and watched him and his friends try and cheat on their wives with the like 19-year-old Ukrainian woman that was the waitress there. They just all took turns sexually harassing her. And he was like, is what being a man's like.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, I guess, but it's nowhere near as good as Fuddruckers.
No, it's not even. That's what
I'm
saying.
Dude, remember the condiment bar where it's like, hey.
Condiment bar is unbelievable.
Everything. Yeah, everything. So, you know what you do? I don't even know why they had cheeseburgers on the menu, because my genius move is always you get the regular hamburger and then you put the nacho cheese on it
for free. See. Yes.
You save 25 cents on the back end.
Yeah.
For a superior, for a premium cheese,
that adds up for sure. Yeah, you could definitely charge nacho. Yeah. You could charge for nacho for sure.
Yeah,
they had a lot of dude. They had a lot of fucking. I would go buck wild on that mayo. They had good mayo over at Fuddruckers.
They had good French fries, dude. Those like potato wedge French fries.
Absolutely.
Fuck, I miss Fuddruckers. But the thing is Fuddruckers has been gone for a while.
Not really.
I looked it up years ago, and they were already well. At least you know what in the tri-state, there's none.
Yeah, in Maryland, there's Fuddruckers.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't like been to Fuddruckers probably in 10 years, maybe. Let me go to Max.
Yeah, I guess I went in college, but that at this point,
I haven't been since DC.
Fuddruckers.
Yeah. They had one in Chinatown by the movie theater.
That's right. Yeah, right by the bus.
Yeah, by the bus stop. Yeah. Right by RFD, shut the fuck up, open mic.
Yeah, that's if you want to go to Fuddruckers now, you got to go all the way out to...
What's the closest Fuddruckers?
Persippany. So you got to go all the way out to Persippany.
That's the closest one?
Yeah. Open now, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Oh, shit. How far is Persippany, dude?
Yeah, just me driving all the way out there during the apocalypse. No windows on my car. A headband flying back. You know, there's a gun.
Yeah, wearing goggles.
Yeah. Just blasting Motorhead. They're like, you breaking quarantine? I'm like, yeah, did you see that Patton Oswalt tweet? They're like, I did. I also miss Fuddruckers.
Yeah, everybody there is just like, yeah, dude. After he tweeted that, I had to leave and go get Fuddruckers. Mm-hmm.
Patton, too, was probably like himself missing Fuddruckers.
And it's kind of like when a Republican... Like,
yeah, I'm going to blame this on... Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
is mad about like...
These gays. Yeah, gays. These liberals just want to have sex with...
These people just want Fuddruckers. Oh, they're willing to kill somebody for Fuddruckers?
Yeah. That's what they want. They want Fuddruckers back. Is that what these people are protesting about? It's like a waitress that's out of work. She's like, please, I need to feed my family. And he's like, what? You just, what? You missed the 1-pound hamburger? Is that what you miss? Going to the condiment bar, getting whatever you want? They're like, no, what are you talking about? You all right?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I would love some Fuddruckers my damn self.
Damn, my back is fucked up.
From burpees and shit?
Well, you know, I don't know. Just fucking, just tension, I guess.
Yeah, I did Nobody's, some yoga today.
I haven't had physical contact with another human being in fucking in forever. So it's like, because, you know, somebody told me that like muscle adhesions or whatever, like the knots that you work out with like a massage therapist, it's like... Mm-hmm. Because it's like a partially like, I don't know, some like parasympathetic nervous system bullshit that like just having someone you're close to touch your shit is almost as effective as like just going to see like a professional therapist or whatever. Because it's not about like the physical aspect of it. Mm-hmm. It's like relaxing shit that you don't have.
That's so true.
That sounds fake, dude.
Yeah, well, I don't know. So much of it. The idea that my muscle has knots in it sounds fake.
Yeah.
You know?
That sounds more real to me.
Like,
I felt like
sounds
it,
real like it's I a bunch it, of yeah. bunch of wires in there. I mean, it is. Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah, like the fibers adhere or something.
It is wires. It's little ass wires, dude.
Yeah.
Isn't that what a muscle fiber is? Bunch of little ass wires?
God damn.
fuck. Yeah, dude. I've been getting limber as fuck just doing yoga.
Yeah, I just need somebody to jam their fucking thumb in there as hard as they can. Their elbow. Yeah. Get the elbow in there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a dream come true.
That would be nice. You know, I can't think of... I don't know where I've gotten too many nice massages. Girls either do it way too hard to prove something or too soft because they're women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never had a woman do it too hard. And the best massage...
Because they have little-ass hands and it's like little pointy... knives.
Yeah, but I need somebody to like just fucking really just put a shit ton of pressure on my shit. I don't like a general massage. Like a massage is never supposed to be like a relaxing thing. I go when something hurts.
Yeah.
And then like have somebody jam their fucking hands and knuckles in it until it relaxes.
Yeah.
And then I feel okay.
And then you go back out. No, I like to be fucking soothed.
Yeah. I mean
I hate a hard massage. I like some
Do you?
Yeah, I like to be soothed.
You give a really nice massage, Stavros.
They're like two different things almost.
I don't know what to tell you. It's relaxing, bro. I feel good. I feel good when they rub down my whole body. The last time I got a massage, it was a fucking little-ass fucking Russian guy, though. Mm-hmm. I would prefer it to be a woman. I don't want to fuck them, but I would like, oh, you know what? Maybe I agree with the parasocial shit. Because in my head, when a woman massages me, I'm like, am I about to get pussy?
It's like when you're in a yoga class and they readjust your position.
Oh, I love
it. It feels so nice.
Would you like to have a place where they go where you'd lay on your back and someone just squeezes your fat and your titties?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that would do much for me.
Mm-hmm. What about just a little bit of...
Yeah.
No.
Just somebody like just squeezing your stomach and
not particularly
grabbing pieces of it and you know kind of like shaking it out.
No,
you know?
Treating it like pizza dough,
like an old doormat, trying to get the dust out of.
No, I don't want that.
Oh, okay.
I like a tummy rub from a woman that's about to jerk me off.
Mm.
That's fun. Or post
a tummy, really?
Or post getting jacked up, or post coming. I'll take a stomach rub. Yeah, it's nice. It's intimate.
I've never had that. It sounds nice.
Yeah, because you—that's fat privilege. You don't know how good it feels to get your fat.
I don't
stomach
know that.
Rubbed.
It's true.
It's a power move. I feel like a sexual version of Santa Claus when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus is already pretty sexual.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It's one of the most sexual.
He starts off by fucking your house.
He's a cock.
Comes
and your
by
chimney's
the middle,
a pussy.
Yeah, he comes by in the middle of the night to have sex with your whole house. Anyway, has a little bit of milk and cookies afterwards, and he's like, here you go. Here's $20 for your time.
Here's some shit I had in my trunk for,
yeah. Your whore
for that
house
pussy.
The thing I never understood about Santa Claus is, like, you know, he wears that outfit. And It's like, you would think, like, oh, well, that's probably how people just dressed at a certain time. And it's like, no, there's no evidence of that. It's just some weird clothes that he has and only him.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. What's the history behind that shit, dude? You think it's just
Santa? I have no idea.
It's a different saint, different places.
Yeah.
Because here it's Saint Nick. In Greek, it's Saint Bill, Saint Vasilios.
Yeah.
And neither one of them were fucking wearing red. So where did that shit start?
I think Coca-Cola made it up. I mean, the way Santa Claus's look has been refined over the years. He's a classy looking guy now. Especially the Coca-Cola Santa.
Yeah.
That's a great looking Santa Claus.
Yeah. I agree with that.
They don't make them like that anymore.
No,
although I will say they don't, that doesn't seem to be a very, the new Santa Claus doesn't seem too sexual to me. They've refined him too much.
Mm-hmm.
They've roughed out the sexual edges to him probably.
Yeah, His big weird hat or whatever.
Well, they got rid of the penis at a certain point.
Yeah, they took his cock off. Hold on.
They took his cock because they didn't want it, you know, because of the PC
old
culture.
Santa. Let's see what old Santa looked like.
All right, here we go. Here's a Guardian article that says Coca-Cola didn't invent Santa.
Wow.
He used to have a red hood, and that seems like fucking sinister.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you still boring your relatives with stories about Prince Albert's tree and the origin of mistletoe kisses? Stop. The truth is much more interesting.
Who the fuck is doing that?
I have no idea.
Who the fuck knows that story?
Yeah.
The guy with the cock piercing?
Yeah. He would hang his cock over the fucking doorway.
He invented mistletoes? Yeah. That guy was a freak.
Here we go. So most of his modern image was put together by cartoonist Thomas Nast in the 1870s.
Oh, 1870s. Wow.
Yeah.
Who would have thought Thomas Nast? Nasty Nast.
Uh-huh.
That's where the word comes from.
You think Thomas Nast ever drew him with his cock out? What do you think?
Maybe. No. Sorry, I'm trying to find older pictures of Santa Claus.
Yeah, what did Santa Claus look like in the 1700s?
Yeah.
That's some shit I'd like to know.
All right, 1800s Santa Claus.
I'm looking up 1700s.
Damn.
Santa Claus.
We got a bunch of people doing research. Adam, it's up to you to carry the show while we do research.
We didn't have Santa Claus in my culture.
What do you mean?
So I used to have to ruin it for the other kids.
Oh,
you know,
that's
take
true.
Pleasure in it.
Yeah, that does suck that you didn't have Santa Claus.
Everyone looked so happy getting like their fucking Hot Wheels and fucking
this motherfucker.
Million
this
toys.
Motherfucker looks is dressed in blue. Mm-hmm. And he's got like a Russian hat. From
yeah,
the 1700s.
He didn't have red clothes until the 1870s or something.
Wow. Just like, did you know that boys used to wear pink and girls used to wear blue?
Yeah. And Irish people used to be considered black.
Irish people used to be slaves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And therefore, they should get to say the N-word. Right.
And what if that happened? What if nobody, what if like in fucking after the Civil War, like there was just like all the freed slaves gathered their power and there was like another revolution in the year after the Civil War where they just rewrote history and white people were black people and black people were white people. And then they erased that from the history books. There was a leap year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, that sounds very like that would make a lot of sense on almost every level if you
think
about it.
No, I mean, how funny would it be if like if
what is that, like a Hotep thing? Like the black people founded America and then brought white slaves over here? Is that what you're saying?
No.
So white people were slaves and they bested their black masters by flipping it on them in a year is what you're saying.
No. So black people were slaves.
Okay.
Or white people were slaves.
Yeah.
And then the war happens and black people get freedom and they rewrote it. So they switched it. Uh-huh. So it was actually the other way around.
Okay.
Wait, yeah, so I'm still saying that the white people got freedom.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I would agree. That would be funny.
That would be trippy. That would be really trippy.
It would be a cool movie.
It would be a cool movie.
That's all I'm saying.
No, I agree.
Oh, I buy that.
Damn, didn't, I'm hungry.
What are you going to eat, bro?
I don't know. Probably a little cup of Activia yogurt.
Nice. Jamie Lee Curtis style.
And then some rice.
Keep your pussy pH balance perf.
Yeah, some rice and Activia. Nice, I got to go back to Costco. I'm running out of supplies.
Costco was fucking packed as a bitch.
Have you been to Costco post quarantine?
Yeah,
I tried to go, but
I don't know if it's like this in New York, but they only let like 50 people in at a time.
Yeah, you got to go right before they close.
Is that the move?
Yeah, you got to go.
But it's amazing when you're in there because it's so quiet.
I tried to go in the beginning, right before they opened, and that motherfucker was there was a line fucking around the block. Sucked. I just didn't go. I don't have any supplies, bro. I keep going to fucking Key Foods, and shit's expensive as hell. I want to go today. I want some fucking Greek chocolates. Easter. It's fucking Easter, bro.
Yeah, do they have Greek chocolates at Costco?
You need chocolates?
It's Greek Easter. Of course I need chocolates.
Dude. Why don't you just get some M&M's at the bodega?
It's not the same thing, and you know that.
What do they have instead of a bunny?
We got to have bunny.
Oh, there's you have a Greek bunny as well?
Actually, you know what we do, but we also – it's pretty sinister because we slaughter and cook a whole lamb, and we also have little chocolate lambs sometimes.
Oh, that's nice.
Dude, a fucking roasted lamb is so goddamn good.
I miss Chinese food. I miss going and getting dim sum.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
They should reopen Chinatown in New York to prove that it's not racist.
That's right.
Yeah, how funny would it be if they did that? They're like only Chinese businesses are allowed to reopen to combat racism.
Those are some good businesses.
Yeah, we're only reopening Chinese businesses.
That would be awesome, dude. And that would show the virus who's boss.
Yeah, how that would dare teach you, it a lesson. How dare you be racist about the virus?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's time to have some soup dumplings.
I agree with the second part for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm pissed that I can't have my favorite Chinese place closed. I think the xenophobia good. Has gotten to them.
Yeah.
And I was trying my best to keep them afloat for weeks.
Mm-hmm. By what, ordering takeout?
Big orders.
Yeah.
As a national hero.
Maybe I should just learn how to make soup dumplings on my own. It can't be that hard.
I don't think
it's like a gel. It's like a gel. You can buy them too.
Well, I would imagine like, you just put soup in an ice cube tray and then make the dough and then fuck
it's like a gelatin and then when it gets hot it melts into soup.
Interesting.
Yeah. Why can't you just use an ice cube tray and just freeze soup?
I don't think it's frozen soup. I think it's like a gelatinous.
Can I be honest?
I understand that, but
I don't think
you
have the finesse to make a soup dumpling.
I don't know. I've never tried it.
What? Every time I look at them it's like old Chinese ladies that have probably been doing it since they were 14 and they're 65 now. I don't want to sound like a hater here, but I don't believe in your ability to make a soup dumpling.
I've made dumplings before.
No.
The only difference is that it's a frozen thing that you put. I mean, have you made jalapeno poppers to deep fry? It's a similar process.
Listen, a fried dumpling is a different thing than a delicate, beautiful soup dumpling.
Yeah, I think what you do is you make a very thick broth that when it cools, it becomes gelatinous, and then you scoop that like jelly.
And then you steam
into a
it.
Dumpling. And then you steam it. Yeah.
Maybe if the skin was thick enough. But that thin skin, I think, would give you fits.
How the hell do they do that? It's incredible.
Fuck, I want soup dumplings now.
I want one. Mm.
Maybe so for bad. Easter, I should find the one remaining Chinese restaurant open in Astoria.
Xiaolongbao.
Xiaolongbao. What are you fucking standing up for, Adam?
I was just readjusting the way I was sitting. My balls were uncomfortable.
Your little ass balls got uncomfortable.
They're not little. Stop.
Yeah, huh?
It's just we both know about the tremendous amount of skin that I have.
Yeah, you do have a lot of
scrotal,
skin.
They scrotal
low,
area.
Tight and heavy. Little marbles. My balls have been taking my balls have been taking a pounding with all this yoga.
Nice. Okay, good. So I'm glad I found a recipe website that has it. It is
where you freeze it.
Well, no, it is. It's a, I guess, I don't know if you add gelatin or what, but, or how that works, but it's luckily it's not one of these websites that you know, every other recipe website.
It's
like
a personal story.
Yeah, when my third child was diagnosed with brain cancer, it's like, can I just make the fried chicken, please?
Bitch, I just want to learn how to make my own fucking Pop-Tarts at home.
Yeah, I really don't care about your husband cheating on you in Iraq with a 14-year-old. I just want dinner.
Yeah, dude. They get right to the point. That's China. That's the Chinese for you, though.
Yeah.
They're not dressing it up.
Yeah, you just make it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all it says.
Yeah, yeah, you make dumpling. Okay, bye.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Just a Chinese recipe website, and it's like, step one, hold the bat. Step two, bite the bat on its head.
I fucking hate bats. I've always hated them.
Yeah,
me
like
too.
Like Batman.
Yeah, like Batman. A similar origin story. My parents were murdered.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then I was swarmed by bats or something. Right.
Oh, if you had a similar origin story, your superhero name would be Getting Pussy Man.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm afraid of getting pussy. That's funny. Right. It's pretty funny.
It's like, what's with all the pussies on the costume, Mr. Wayne? He's like, now my enemies can fear what I fear. Now they can know my fear.
Da, 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 da. Just two pocket pussies instead of ears.
I rewatched Batman Begins the other day. I just like put something on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how things changed in between Batman Begins and the Joker movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean the Joker?
Well, just like what people, like you could get away with making a movie like Batman Begins where it's like, oh, there's this rich guy that's going to come in this city that's like filled with corruption and circumvent the law, and then he gets to be like the rich hero or whatever.
Yeah, because no one was thinking about it in terms of politics. They were just like, hell yeah, Batman.
Yeah, and
this rocks.
He has a cape.
There's one scene, whereas the Joker movie is like, I mean, equally is kind of dumb and not really considering anything, but on the other end of the spectrum. But in Batman Begins, when he's like, he's going through the cave underneath his house or whatever, like coming up with the Batcave idea. Alfred says to him, he's like, you know, your grandfather actually was involved in the Underground Railroad.
And
they say that he had slaves down here.
What?
That he kept freed slaves in the Batcave. Yeah, no, it's a line in the movie that
no,
I didn't remember
at all.
But
he was being a good guy.
But it's like, this is fucking insane.
First of all, no.
Yeah.
The Wayne family had slaves. Yeah. Like, there's no way around. They weren't freeing anyone.
Yeah. And also, well, that's like the plot of the movie is that the new CEO wants to make, like, fucking, like, war equipment, you know?
Right.
And like, you know, it's like, oh, your father wouldn't want to do this. And it's like, well, what do they make anyways? Is it just a fucking hedge fund? I don't, like...
Yeah, how the fuck did he get so rich if he's not selling fucking missiles?
Yeah, they don't explain what, I guess, the way. Maybe trains. Trains would make sense.
Trains, yeah. Trains in industry. No,
they were definitely...
Wayne's Trains, dude.
Wayne's Trains.
Yeah, wait.
A lot of that
but
movie.
Morgan Freeman is like
Bruce
the good
Wayne,
guy.
Wayne, Bane, there's Trains. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trains.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that going on in that movie.
What's the
pain of his parents dying? Cocaine.
Crane is the name of the psychiatrist.
Oh yeah, the scarecrow is named Crane.
Oh, that's
his
right.
His name's Crane. Bane.
That guy's good. Cillian Murphy. He should get more work.
You know that's not how you say his name, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's
you
not
do
Chilean.
In Ireland.
You know it's not Cillian.
They say that in Ireland. That's how it's pronounced.
Well, hold on now. I mean, it's like, is the Joker also got a one of those style of names?
What's the Joker's name?
It's some WAP shit, right?
His name's Lane.
Nah.
Lane? Lois Lane?
Lois Lane.
That's the Joker's
name. No, what the fuck is the Joker's name in the movie?
Arthur.
It was like an Italian name in the Jack Nicholson one. He's like a WAP gangster.
That's
in
so fucking funny.
Hey, Clownerino Jokerini. Clownzio Jokerini. What's the Joker's real identity? Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even like those Tim Burton movies when I was a kid.
No, as a kid you didn't like them? Shut up.
No, I didn't. I thought Batman was gay.
No, dude, what about the animated series?
That was okay, but I said the Tim Burton movies I didn't like.
Yeah, but as a kid, if you like one thing, you like it all.
No.
You don't have refined tastes. You don't know although I guess that's not true, because I thought... I thought the Lois and Clark show was kind of butt cheeks, and I liked Superman.
Mm. I thought it was cool. Cause
but I did want to fuck Terry Hatcher.
Terry Hatcher is a piece of ace.
The Superman animated show is pretty good, too.
Yeah, that's I like that one. Mm-hmm. I was a Superman guy. My little brother was a Batman guy. Yeah.
Oh, you're like Shaquille O'Neal.
I did, yeah. And I also like Shaquille O'Neal. So at the same time, it was all coming together.
Very cool.
But yeah, my brother loved Batman. And Peter Pan, actually. We watched Peter Pan a lot.
Yeah, the movie for children who are molested.
No. Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that movie. Peter Pan is all
yeah, where you can be molested. A boy forever.
Yeah.
I guess that's literally true, yeah.
The whole story of Peter Pan is like dealing with like traumatic like sexual molestation.
Captain Hook is definitely molesting everyone.
Yeah, escaping that's to a why fantasy Michael, world in your head.
Michael yeah. identified yeah, so heavily
think,
with it.
Just think positive thoughts.
Oh, no, you're right. Think happy thoughts. Yeah. It's about just pretending you're playing catch instead of getting your
Yeah, and then you can fly away son. From right. wherever you are. That's no, so sad.
Instead of being raped by a pirate. Yeah. Don't they have a stepdad, too, in the movie? Aren't there, like, the three kids? It's like the fucking shitty stepdad.
No. Robin Williams, you mean?
No, no, that's Hook. That's not Peter Pan.
Yeah, same what, shit.
Is, the Robin fucking Williams? Autocomplete in Safari, where I just want to type in Peter Pan, and it adds bus at the end for no reason.
Because they know you love fucking transportation.
They know I love transportation.
They know you like getting from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see the Peter Pan. My movie. Man's
always it's all. It, I always get surprised when there's so many like there's like that weird like Indian subplot of Peter Pan the movie. The
oh, the cartoon. Native American. Yeah. Always, I was confused when you said
that
Indian.
Always, that always yeah. fuck. That well, always fucking.
Cormac
weird.
McCarthy wrote the book.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of it.
I thought I thought you meant people from India, not savages.
No.
Oh yeah, that's what right. They do call
the
them
red
savages.
Man bread.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of that going on.
Yeah,
a lot of doing this.
George and Mary.
Apparently,
Darwin.
They got the Rona bad right now.
Who?
The over Native in American. Indian country.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's fucked.
Well, I guess not the, India, I guess the cure the for coronavirus isn't putting First a peoples. Dot on your forehead. I guess we can rule that out.
Nice. You're watching no, not in the sub
real time
in
the- with. Yeah, I guess the answer isn't putting a dot on your forehead. Maybe it's time to lose the dot, okay? Maybe we've seen enough of the dot.
Just people smiling on the panel like after you said yeah, it six times.
You have Michael Eric Dyson just yeah. They always had the funniest intellectuals yeah. on that show.
Lose the dot.
How about no more dot?
Yeah.
What happened to Michael Eric Dyson?
Who the fuck is that?
Every time I saw him on TV, I think he was I'd like his shit.
The vacuum guy?
No, he's some black professor that's he's like he's one of those break it down kind of guys.
Nice.
He gets really like
I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
You're sounding racist. Can I be honest with you, Adam? You're sounding racist right now.
I know. He's one of those break it down kind
of he's one of those break dancing type professors.
You know, he's one of those
he's a professor of jiving. At the University of North Carolina.
Yeah, he's always doing his shuck and his jive. No, I think he was at Georgetown. I think he's a D.C. guy. Whatever. I don't know why I brought up Michael.
India's got corona real bad. I just love just Bill Maher just tearing into India. It's all over the world, but he singles out India.
Yeah. Like, if only some Muslims could get it, too.
Maybe you could come back as the virus. In your dumb religion.
Yeah, he hates religion.
Yeah. Maybe
you should call. Oh, too bad tech support can't fix this virus, Sanji.
Yeah.
That's a good joke.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe if y'all didn't work in a call center, this wouldn't be a problem.
That's true.
Just saying unrelated stereotypes. Yeah. God damn.
You got 300 people sharing a phone. I started photoshopping the other day, but it wasn't really worth it. But the cover of the movie Romeo Must Die, mm-hmm. but it's Romeo Must Dial. And then yes. Jet Li's awesome. Just got an Indian guy's face.
That's
good.
Really good. But
he's getting ready to call people on the
Romeo
phone.
Romeo Must Dial's really yeah. good.
So yeah. he's like posed, you know, like Jet Li, an Indian guy getting ready to hit on girls.
Yes, sir.
I have to dial. I must dial.
It is my time to dial.
I have to get.
I have to get hard and dial. Yeah.
Look at the cover for Romeo Must Die. It's funny.
I know. I see it in my mind's eye right now. Yeah. I remember that shit. That was a song with the Aaliyah music video, right?
Aaliyah was the yeah. love interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Talk about speaking of getting molested. That's a tough draw for Aaliyah.
R. Kelly, yeah.
She got married molested.
And that's then they made school. A song called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
Brutal, dude. Mm-hmm. Truly brutal.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
fuck.
So funny.
The other thing, we're keeping on the molested thing, but I watched Chinatown directed by child rapist Roman Polanski.
That's such great a great movie. Good movie, dude.
That might be one of the best.
I might put Chinatown on after this.
I kind of want to rewatch it myself.
It's really good.
Yeah, I might. I have to bike over to AutoZone afterwards.
Get in the zone, suck my dick.
Get in the hole, fuck.
So that man just raped a kid, and then he got to go to France and keep raping.
Yeah, because he was sad about his wife being killed by Charles Manson, so he had to go rape a kid in a jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked. Somebody should fucking
yeah.
You know,
well, the French in France, it's not.
Yeah, I know. It's barely a crime in France.
In France, you're celebrated.
You get a ticket. You get a ticket from child molestation.
It's a type of a sex. It's a rap. You have doggy style. You have rap.
God,
you have a child pornography.
Mm-hmm. That's what you think French kissing is.
Yeah, it's kissing.
Yeah. It would be cool if somebody raped him, I guess. Little eye
Roman?
For an eye. You know, I think if a child raped him, he'd learn his lesson.
He's had a long life. He was in the Holocaust.
Really?
Yeah. He has, well, him and Magneto have the same story.
Yeah, that's true. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. You're in the Holocaust, so you become an evil genius.
You become an evil.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Patrick Stewart's like, can't you just rape boys like the good, like the heroes?
Like a Hollywood hero.
Like me and Ian McKellen.
Come on, Patrick Stewart doesn't rape.
Yeah, he does.
You think? I thought, no.
Yeah, him and Ian. Him
no,
and
they're
Ian
friends.
Are buggerers.
No,
they're best
Ian
friends.
Ian is a bugger.
No, Patrick's straight, I thought.
And then guess what they bonded over?
Children.
Acting, their love of the craft.
Maybe, or maybe it was molesting children.
Yeah. Being British, footy, maybe.
Maybe it's
footy.
Time to lose the dot.
He just delivers 8 versions of that joke in his monologue, back to back to back, and then says the N-word.
You know me.
Damn. Hilarious guy.
Yeah.
Billy Boy Marr.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing their show remotely, like TV show, and it's like, stop, bro.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
It's too late.
Leave the internet to us.
Yeah.
You don't get to be on the internet.
It's too late for old Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's just
like
done.
SNL is just doing shittier versions of people that do good fucking online comedy.
I mean, the only thing I saw was that clip of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's home workout.
It's like, what are you even doing, bro?
Yeah,
that's you should be embarrassed. You know?
Can you imagine the kind of person that's watching that and they're like, yes?
Well, somebody who doesn't humor to them is completely a way to signal what they fucking
what they know,
believe. What they know and should believe.
Yeah, I know that thing.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the dumb bitch that didn't retire, and now Trump, and now it's our fault somehow that Trump is going to. Get to replace her.
Yeah. Yeah, Queeby is already failing.
That was one of the dumbest ideas I've ever heard in my life.
It's the stupidest fucking idea, and the amount of money that they got for that thing.
Yeah, aliens. Well, good on the people that finesse them out of.
I mean, yeah, shouts out to everybody who got a check out of it.
Yeah.
But I remember.
But
I
they
remember,
did. They didn't. They the way everything was fucking produced on Quibi. They like there's not a single fucking like union contract. All the work is supposed to be like low budget digital or something. So they fucked over everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then fuck them. Yeah. Is it NBC or CBS?
No, it's. I think it's a guy who used to run NBC or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, watching these people panic and realize that they like didn't prepare for the future at all.
Wait, it's a platform only for your phone? Is that the idea?
It's mobile only content brought to you by like studios.
Which everything like, that works is cross platform.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, they're so dumb. Why would you put a fucking like artificial limit to where you can fucking get your shit viewed?
Yeah,
I can't wait to not see this on my TV.
It's also the way everything works is people screen cap things and they fucking like share clips from stuff. And then distribute it on social media. You get like free word of mouth advertising, but they have it. So like we want to make sure no one can even screen cap the phone or screen record to protect all of our content, our garbage content. So now it's like
ridiculous.
Nobody's talking about it. There's no way to talk about it. The most like intuitive way to share something on your phone that you're watching is to just screen cap it and then post the screen cap.
Yeah, but if you have all that money, put some of it out there for free, you dumb assholes. Let people fucking talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they probably have like free trials or whatever, and then it'll be difficult.
And then you forget about it in 30 days.
The same thing that happened with fucking Apple TV Plus or whatever, which is incredibly easy to accidentally click on your Apple TV.
Right.
And then it's like, oh yeah, it's a trial. You're already doing it. Check this out. You know, and you're like, what the fuck? Because I got billed for it for like 3 months. And I was like, why am I paying for Apple TV? I didn't even know what it is.
To watch the Steve Carell, Matt Lauer rape show?
Yeah.
That clip
is that a show?
Being like, I didn't rape anybody.
Dwight?
I might cancel absolutely everything and just go back to DVDs.
I would respect that move.
Because it's like, I'm never fucking watching anything anyways. Anytime I get a DVD, I watch it like 5 times.
Yeah.
It's so
I'm
going
to go back to torrenting. Actually, I've been torrenting. So
yeah. I mean, there's also that. Yeah, just torrenting.
You on the dark web?
Yeah, I'm on the dark web, dog.
Dude, I want to be on the Silk
Road. Me and
Road.
The other dork,
going on.
Dork warts kind of guys. What?
Can I get pills from the Silk Road?
Mm-hmm.
I've been sober for like 2 weeks. It sucks.
I have a buddy that's
this
dark
they,
web.
They raised 1.75 billion.
What the fuck?
For Quibi. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
To do Punk'd. To do a 7-minute version of Punk'd with Chance the Rapper.
Right.
That guy sucks, bro.
Chance
the Rapper.
I didn't know that like his dad is best friends with Obama or something.
Yeah.
He's like some fucking elite guy. Mm-hmm. He's not like it's not like an independent rapper that just got big.
Well, I just don't like him because I watched that Netflix show where it's like American Idol.
Him and
rapping.
Jussie Smollett and Barack Obama used to have
those
three
are the
ways.
Chicago elites.
Yeah. There's a lot of rumors going around from confirmed insiders.
Black excellence, right there.
They smoked meth.
Black excellence.
That they're boyfriends with each other and that they they
meth
were having sexual. They're having sex for money with each other.
I actually heard. Yeah, they were
during
paying
the
each
Benghazi
other.
Attacks.
They would. They had $120 bill. That they kept passing around while sucking each other off
in a limousine during while Benghazi was happening. Chance the Rapper and Barack Obama and Jussie Smollett were having gay for pay sex with each other.
Did you? I don't know if this is true at all. Obviously, I didn't click the link, but I saw a couple people share something that said Jussie Smollett was fucking the big Nigerian guys.
I mean,
wasn't that the implication to begin with?
Yeah, why not? I think they were just, they knew him from the gym and they were training. But there was something that was like he knew them from a bathhouse also.
Hell yeah, dude.
But that doesn't matter. Sound gay. I mean, it's like, who gives a shit? That's the thing that's annoying is that like...
It's funny. It's just a funny little extra element.
Yeah, it is funny, but it's like, this is how like conservatives like fuck up like when they, if and when they are right about something, they'll add extra shit and they go the wrong way with it. Yeah,
it's like QAnon. Yeah. QAnon got too big.
Why, you think they were onto something before?
They were right about Pizzagate.
Yeah.
I mean, they were right about the fucking code.
Not really.
But Pizzagate wasn't exclusively a QAnon thing.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. They got a. They
Everyone
got
was
in
right
it.
About Pizzagate. Everyone knew that these people were child molesters.
Yeah.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I don't know about that.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, that's a conspiracy theory that if you're a conspiracy theorist,
no,
you
a lot of people discredited. There was like very few people were on board with any of that shit at all until like a year later.
When I say everybody, I mean everyone that's a conspiracy theorist. They got that one right because that's the conspiracy theory that was right. That's what I'm saying. So QAnon, whoever people that talk about lizard people all the time.
Well, that's real too.
That's I don't mean it was like mainstream in the fucking news media that Pizzagate was real. Because still people pretend it's not.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What was everybody fucking checking out
for? Yesterday my sister said that Billie Eilish is lesbian. Okay. And my father said he got pissed.
Why do you get pissed? Like,
he's like, they're just saying that to keep men away.
What?
Why would that? First of all, Billie why Eilish would they? Fucked? What do you mean, keep men away?
The logic there is insane.
Keep men away from what?
I gotta speak.
To fucking.
It's almost as if he has this concept that if a woman says she's lesbian, she's just trying not to be bothered by men.
Yeah, dude.
But secretly, deep down,
she just ain't had the right dick yet.
It's true.
Well, he's not. Very funny. He's not entirely wrong in that regard.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you were saying QAnon was right about everything, Adam?
No, I mean, there were pedophiles in pedophile elites, but then they got carried away with.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I mean more stuff like, you know, like, and this is not like an exact example, but like the Covington Catholic thing where initially they were like, these kids didn't do anything wrong. And then the full video comes out and it's like, yeah, that's really way more on the black Hebrew Israelites or whatever. But then Republicans are like, and also Indians are fags. And they're like,
right. Like, you had this one.
You could just stop at the first
right.
part.
The guy didn't go to Vietnam, right?
Yeah, he didn't go to Vietnam.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was a big W. You're right.
That was, he was like, I remember when I was in the Vietnam Times.
In the service, yeah.
Yeah.
In the Vietnam Times.
What do they think that John F. Kennedy's alive?
John F. Kennedy Jr. is alive.
They think
and also there
alive.
Was some weird Kennedy family shit recently where like just a woman and her son drown in the Potomac or the Chesapeake.
Oh yeah, they were kayaking, right?
Yeah, it was like something like either like outside DC. They were
Robert Kennedy's granddaughter, I think.
Yeah,
maybe she died.
She went kayaking during quarantine with her kid.
Yeah, and they found her in like the canal or something. I don't know. Like,
damn, those motherfuckers really are cursed.
Yeah. Are they cursed or are they part of a secret? This is the thing is like, we could just have royals and then they could do all this openly and then it wouldn't be creepy.
But why wouldn't they let royals, why would they let papists be royals?
Because it's
they wouldn't allow Catholics.
Because it's not built on the same principle. Look, what do you mean?
I mean, every president we've had in this country besides Kennedy has been Protestant.
Their families with money and power. I mean, they just happen to be Catholic. There's like plenty of like Jews at the upper level, and they're
I don't know about that. They wouldn't let us. That's the point. The point is we're innocent.
I mean, the what is it? The Rothschilds and the Epsteins and the Friedlands. Mm-hmm. They're all these powerful Jewish families that always downplay.
I wish
to what degree they're involved in anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is true. You'll have the royals, and then you have who's behind the royals. You know what I'm saying? The Rothschilds, that shit is so weird to me that's like a... Isn't that a... Those motherfuckers go back to like the 1100s or some shit?
They're like French bankers.
Shit is crazy. And that they're still around, that's some fucked up shit.
I don't know. I think it's cool.
Nah, that's fucked up.
Never lost. What a streak.
No.
How'd they get away around the Holocaust thing? If they're French, no?
They figured it out, dude. Maybe they were behind it. Maybe they need a little juice to get Israel going. Mm. You know what I mean? They're like, Adolf, listen, buddy, we got a proposal for you. And he was like, this is horrible. They had to talk him into the Holocaust.
I would never.
Now, we're not saying you have to.
Dude, that would be just a suggestion.
It's just a possibility. It's just a possibility.
It'd be funny when they eventually bring professional sports back. Like all of the athletes have been doing nothing, and then you go to watch the NBA, and they're all 400 pounds.
No, I think they're getting steroids, dude.
It's all just fat. Okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah, you're right. That wouldn't happen, Adam.
No, they are.
I know. I apologize for saying a funny thing that might happen. You're right. No, they're not. That's not happening.
Yeah. Let's go back to say, let's go,
dude. So they come back, they're fat. No, don't do. Come on, bro. Come on, you could have finished. I'm sorry, I got excited. I got excited for
no. Come back just there are, no, I think there are,
by
they're
the
not.
Way, also saying a stupid thing. It's not even like you didn't even interrupt for a fact. You just interrupted.
They are.
For a
they
less
stopped
funny
drug
joke.
Testing. They stopped drug testing. Everyone's going to be doing steroids.
No, they stopped drug testing so they get fucking. They could puff the gong
and in the butt too.
I mean, they're going to have some fucking training time. Yeah, but they're talking about sports coming back with no fans.
It is funny that you have to put steroids in your ass, because it seems like, couldn't you just put it in your fucking arm? It was literally probably the gay guys started doing steroids first, and then they're like, and then the straight guys were like, what are all these fucking gay guys doing? And they're like, yeah, it's like you just take the testosterone and you inject it directly into your ass.
Here, I'll show you.
I'll show you. And then straight guys started doing it, and none of them were like, yeah, bro, you just put it in your ass. Yeah,
it's the
nah.
way you do it.
Nah,
do
my
you really have to put it in your ass?
Nah, this guy Troy at the gym showed me how to
do
it in the showers.
Track marks.
Yeah, apparently it works better if you get it massaged for about 45 minutes with baby oil beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Troy showed me
And if you're wearing
that.
A thong.
Yeah, you got to be wearing specific underwear where you can see your penis.
You got to wear a banana hammock.
How about a pedophile referring to a hot baby as a real Lady Gaga? Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
She's
a lot,
she's a real Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Lady Goo Goo Gaga.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool watching that locksmith open up that lock and get the fucking. It's cool how that works.
I thought you did it with the string.
No, I got into the car and then I took the lock out of the door and then I fucking took the lock to a locksmith and they had to open the lock. And then they take the pins and then cut a new key from the pins.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That is fucking tight.
So locksmith is open. AutoZone is open. These are all essential businesses.
All of my spots are open.
That's beautiful.
Because I'm an essential person. I'm an essential consumer in this world. All of your spots, like some cafe that one of your friends told you about that's supposed to be the best.
What are you talking about?
That's closed.
You all hype these, that up too much about me going to places.
All of the places.
No, you love doing shit like that.
You
I don't.
It,
I like sometimes to eat a nice food.
You love it. Mm-hmm. You love hearing about it and then going, talking about how good it is. And then over weeks trying to phase out the person that told you about it. And it becomes the place you tell people.
No, I would not do that. You I would give credit that. Where credit
yes,
is.
Yes,
the
yes,
first
yes.
couple times you give credit. And then eventually you're like, oh, yeah, that's my spot. Yeah. Yeah.
I won't try to take you guys to one of my spots again. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm not going to burden you with my spots.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying you love doing that. I didn't make a judgment
like,
one way or the other.
I like having, I like going places.
Remember when you went and harassed the actor from The Sopranos?
I didn't harass him. I went to go see his band play.
Uncle June.
Mm. And then you harassed him.
And it was
him.
Very charming.
I
and anyone
go
could
that.
Go do that. Anyone could go do that. I think they play on Friday mornings.
That business is closed.
That's
Uncle, Uncle June is dead.
Fuck, dude. If I, oh my God, if he dies and I never get to see him sing.
Dominic
by the way,
Chianese,
Adam,
beautiful voice. Next time
way,
we all go.
AutoZone.
By the way, you brought
AutoZone
that up and then you went without me.
Home Depot, it, still open.
I was picked up.
DeFontes in Red Hook, still open.
DeFontes is open? Yeah, but
you're not allowed
all the
to
restaurants
go
are just doing carry out. No?
You're not allowed to go to DeFontes.
I've been to DeFontes. I went with you.
I know, but
hello?
I'm saying now,
Mr. DeFonte.
Yeah,
Adam's too gay to go into your restaurant.
That's bullshit.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
I got recognized at DeFontes, and one of the greatest moments of my life. I don't know, some guy
working there.
No, some guy who came in who was getting a sandwich.
I love this shit.
Yeah.
I love that bit about Hillary Clinton getting the fucking executed.
Yeah. Yeah, let me get an egg of Palencio Chianti. Just like said 45 ingredients.
those egg sandwiches they have there are banging.
Yeah. Hey, yo, are you fucking extremely online guy?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's probably I figured that's probably the rudest response to a woman saying she loves you is the Sopranos whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Damn, I want to try it.
I've sampled all of them, but was, yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I think I have feelings for you. Oh.
Like whoa. A weird anger, disgust.
Hit her with a Pauly, yeah.
Oh,
hey, I don't want to fucking hear this shit. Come on.
Come on.
The fuck is the matter with you?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm trying to talk about fat basketball players over here on my show.
You fucking bitch.
I should shave my mustache or get it up.
Whatever you're doing, I love that.
I know. What's it's
that?
A great look.
Would there be a way to get you that way without your hand there?
Yeah. Like the Worf kind of look.
Yeah.
If I could get the part of my mustache directly under my nose to go up around my nose like it is now.
Oh, that's.
You mean like a little, like a tie, like a bow.
Yeah. Like up here.
Like a Bolanzano.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah. You could. You easily could.
Do you brush your beard, Nick?
Yeah, you gotta brush it.
You have to brush it.
Yeah.
With one of those, you hold like a comb that you hold like this, right?
What?
Like without a handle comb.
No, I use a little wooden, you wooden brush. Or wooden,
you're thinking
wooden,
of the brushes wooden, a wooden black comb. Guys used to get waves.
Yeah, like that black guys get waves with.
Yes. Oh, like a boar's hair brush, yeah. Sometimes yeah. I use those, but it doesn't really...
Yeah.
I don't know what that
there's
does.
There's nothing the to push against it.
The wooden one is... the wooden one's good.
You need some kind of fucking torque or some shit. Mm.
You oil up a wooden comb and just go through it. You use like a wide tooth one and then, because in the morning it's all pressed against my fucking face, you know.
Yeah.
Like matted against my face and shit and you got to brush it out.
You got bleed beard oils?
You have to. I mean, it's my skin will fucking dry the fuck out. Yeah.
Eldest used to use fucking olive oil in his hair.
Yeah, olive oil works. I used to use coconut oil in my beard.
Coconut
I use that
oil
for,
smells good too.
Before I, because when I started growing the beard, I was like, I just wasn't shaving my face, and I just used coconut oil in the kitchen. But yeah, that probably works fine. I just use whatever is on Amazon.
Yeah,
I just typed in beard oil and bought the thing that was like recommended because it doesn't matter. It's all the same fucking ingredients. It's just oil.
Yeah, but coconut oil smells good. You smell delicious if you got that shit going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to just start rubbing that shit on my skin.
Yeah.
Right now. Maybe I'll use it to, maybe it promotes hair growth.
Yeah.
Should I get Rogaine? Is it too late?
No, it's not too late, dude.
Try it out. Who knows?
That's the best tone. That's the worst tone you could ever have. Nah. When Nick takes that tone.
Yeah.
Your hair looks fuller than I would have imagined growing out.
Dude, I'm just pissed how long it's going to take to grow out.
Yeah.
Just let it just go. We're not going anywhere.
I know, but when are we though, dude? This sucks.
This is supposed to go on forever. That's the whole premise of the thing.
No, it's not.
Well, the whole point of social distancing or the lockdowns is that we can't leave until there's a vaccine.
A vaccine?
Well, because the whole idea, or at least that's what they said.
Testing. I thought widespread testing. So you know.
Testing and
not.
Tracing.
What they said is that the lockdowns and social distancing will not reduce the overall number of infections. It just prevents the hospitals from being overwhelmed, right? So it'll still be the total number of cases, but if we go outside now, it will be like we did nothing at all.
Damn.
Wait, is the antibody thing is that
but no some
true?
People got it out of their system or something. I don't fucking
if you no there's it, also no evidence now that having the disease gives you immunity later.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too, which sucks. That's what I was really hoping is that I accidentally had it and didn't know.
Yeah, so you can get it again.
Jesus. That is incredibly gay.
Yeah. So gay.
That's one of the gayest things I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, if that's out, then you're fucked.
So we're just going to be in our houses till 2021.
I mean, yeah. Well, that was like before when this thing started, and they're like, we need to social distance, we need the lockdown. It's like, I guess everyone just assumed that they meant for a couple of weeks. Because I talked to Ian, he's like, it's just going to be 2 weeks, right? And I was like, no, like months and months and months.
It's going to be months, but not forever.
But it, well, yeah, it's like, because it's like the whole idea, again, is that there's supposed to be like a total number of cases, right? That you need to. And you can either let everyone get infected and we just hit that number immediately and the hospitals are overwhelmed and extra
that
people.
That doesn't sound right, bro.
And extra people die than should have, or you social distance and slow the rate of infection down so that the hospitals aren't overwhelmed. But the level you slow that rate of infections down, it's like, so you can either have all the cases in this, that's where that chart is with that huge,
right,
you can have
right,
all the cases right. in this amount of time, or you can have it in this amount of time. It's just that there's never any label on the x-axis.
Either your dick or my dick.
Yeah, my dick, much taller than yours.
No, why?
Just flattened and dispersing into your giant fat body.
That's
correct.
No. I mean, like, lengthwise. Yeah. This is the length. There's not two axes in this measurement.
Mm.
It's only the one at the x-axis, not the y.
Yeah. I mean,
for the purposes of my what I'm saying.
And, well, I don't know. But, yeah, if you ended the lockdowns, like, theoretically, you should just immediately see the same spike that you would have if you hadn't have done the lockdowns at all.
Oh, fuck. Should it be a little smaller?
A little, but it would be marginal because it's like, it's like this is, it's supposed to be super contagious and have like a super high fatality rate. So it's like you, it would just immediately.
Damn. But once, if assuming the antibodies is like a real thing and for the most part you're immune after you get it,
yeah.
Then we have to wait for a certain portion of the population to get it before.
Well, there was one test in Stanford where they tested a random sample of the population, and it was like, it says that the case rate is something like 50 to 85 times higher.
That would be great news.
Well, that's what because it means the fatality rate of the disease is actually like
low.
Right back down to where it was when people were saying it was similar to the flu. So
like 3%.
Yeah. Or no, way less than 3%. It would like the Stanford study kind of indicates that this thing is no worse than the flu. And so we made an assumption that cases like basically estimated a total case load. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm not getting into that argument.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, who cares? I don't fucking
know. Who
cares? Yeah.
All right.
I just want to get some pussy. Stand-up's gone. It seems like that's over as an art form, but I would like to get head.
Stand-up is absolutely gone. The lockdowns must continue forever. Unless you just want to move to Texas and be a comedian there, because they'll probably just reopen everything.
Yeah.
And then you could go back. There's a lot. Texas is good for comedy.
That's true.
You know? There's a lot of.
I could get
it's like a
ranch.
Whole fucking country. You get a ranch.
I could get a ranch.
You could just do Texas and Florida. Fuck it. There's a lot of guys that do that.
There's probably a couple comics who haven't really been affected because they're on the Texas.
Yeah, the Chinaman for sure. Maybe initially some people protesting because they don't understand that he's not actually Chinese.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the Chinaman is doing fine.
He's just doing Tampa.
That guy Kool-Aid?
Yeah. I would be surprised if he's still alive.
Who is true. Kool-Aid?
He's a guy we've talked about before way back in the day. Or maybe me and Nick just talked about him off mic.
Yeah, he's a comic from the road, Adam. A life you've never known.
Yeah. I've been on.
Listen, Adam, sometimes this conversation is going to veer into a couple things you don't understand.
Okay.
A, the road. B, being a real New Yorker.
Yeah.
So there's two things that you don't actually know about that we apologize if eventually, and we'll come back to stuff you can also.
But you don't even support the Yanks, bro.
I'm a Mets fan.
Oh, you're Mets.
I'm from Queens.
So you're just Jewish.
I actually was always a Mets fan. I don't know why. They were always my NL team.
I kind of always had a soft spot for them.
Because I could never be a fucking Yankees fan, but I liked Mike Piazza, and that was a cool team. And
going to Citi Field is also really nice.
Yeah.
It's a great part.
Who knew? Maybe 11, 12-year-old me and you, one day I'd be destined to live in Queens, and I would be in fucking Mets country.
Yeah.
my fucking penis, she cannot get hard.
Is that a Greek Easter song?
No, it's Italian.
Oh.
It is Greek Easter. I'm going to celebrate by maybe ordering Greek food and watching the Michael Jordan documentary.
God damn it, dude. I'm so hungry. I want lamb now, too, and I want fucking little chocolates, and I want
Nick and I went to the Bees. Oh, sorry. I cut you off.
No, it's all right.
We went to the BZ in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I heard it. I'm pissed because they took the A team to run the new spot.
It was pretty good.
Got some dumb bitch who fucks up every order.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
But when you order the Greek fries, so many fries.
The Greek fries are bullshit.
They're bullshit. They're
not meant to be toasted.
I agree.
That's something to get the gringos. Get the fucking...
Yeah. Greek fries, you can miss me with that next time I go.
Miss you with Greek fries. Because feta's supposed to be cold. You don't fucking toast feta. That shit sucks.
I love feta.
I'm getting cranky. I need to eat something.
Yeah, I'm going to have lunch.
Right. I'm so hungry right now.
All
right,
buddies.
I have a little snack for you, dude.
Yeah? What is it?
What is it? Your penis?
It's really good.
What is it?
It's kind of like a sausage.
Is it sausage?
It's not. It is not exactly sausage. It's shaped like it.
Vienna sausage?
No, yep. No. Yes. No, it's not shaped like a
it's
Vienna.
It's shaped like a Vienna
it's
sausage.
It's like a bratwurst.
It's a like brat. A Vienna sausage.
It's like a cooked bratwurst. Not the uncooked. It's cooked, so it like kind of...
It's like twisted and there's like
it,
a
it
rope
loses
of them.
A little. It loses a little, yeah. It's like a cooked one that you poked and it kind of like... So the juices kind of flew out a little bit.
Out of the side of it.
Out of the side of it, yeah.
Well,
so anyway,
that sounds bad to me.
Yeah,
it sounds like you don't like know how to cook snack. Bratwurst, and I don't want it. So even in your trick, you fucked up. I'm gonna trick you into sucking my dick, and I'm still gonna do a terrible job of selling it.
Well, I didn't want to lie to you.
Yeah,
I was gonna be honest,
but you already are lying to me.
I'm not. It's equivocating. There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
All
right. Well.
All right, see folks. You later. Happy Greek Easter.
Happy Greek Easter, everybody.
See you.
Take
boys
care,
soon.
Brothers.